WBUR is launching an online social network today for those of us concerned about rising healthcare costs. It's called Healthcare Savvy, and it's a community of patients who want to shop for care. The site is for everybody, regardless of whether you have insurance. It'll offer guidance about costs and how to make wise decisions about where and when to get care. WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger has set up Healthcare Savvy, and she joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Deb.
So exactly how is this social network site going to work?
Well, Deb, if you can picture a Facebook group for patients who want to make more informed choices about where they go for care, it's sort of going to look like that. We want people to start asking, am I getting the care that I need? Is it the best quality? How does it compare on price? Because we know that more and more patients are starting to ask these questions as they move into the kind of health insurance plans that shift more cost to the patients, like the high deductible plans and such. Healthcare Savvy is a place to share your stories about shopping for healthcare, get tips on how to ask about costs. There's a bunch of websites people can scan that collect cost and quality information. Anyone can read about the site, but to post your own stories, you have to register.
But beyond copays, Martha, really, there are no real price tags on treatment or tests that patients often get. And you were telling me a story before about how you actually decided to shop for a mammogram. What did you find out?
Well, it took 9, maybe 10 phone calls to get 3 prices. The range I got was between $500 and a little over $900. One hospital sent me to financial counseling, saying that that's the only place they could talk about prices in the context of a counselor who might, you know, help me deal with whatever issues I was wrestling with. I think that what patients will find out there is really a wide range of prices and experiences. We have one woman on the site right now who looked at the bill for a skin cream the doctor told her might help. He wasn't sure. It was $1,000 a month. She said, no thanks. There's a gentleman on there who has a high deductible co-plan who walks into the doctor's office every time and says, look, this is my money, so please, let's talk about how you're going to spend it. He gets a lot of really great low-tech solutions from doctors.
That's amazing. You know, I have 3 kids who have had a variety of injuries. They all play sports.
I've heard some of the stories.
Yeah, you've heard some of them. And we go back to emergency room after emergency room. We have more air casts and crutches and things in my house, and it's wasteful. And I tell them, I don't need these. I have a closet full of these things at home, and yet we keep coming back to them again and again. Do you think that if patients were more aware of these kinds of things, that it would help sort of reduce some of that waste or some of the other things, the discrepancy in costs?
Yes. There's a lot of thinking out there that if consumers become more engaged is kind of the buzzword, but the idea is that if patients start to act like consumers, that they will start to trigger changes in the marketplace that will lower costs. So this is really new territory for a lot of us.
Right, but would doctors, in a way, feel almost threatened if patients were sort of challenging them on the cost aspect of care?
There is a lot of fear among patients about that, about challenging a doctor, and some doctors aren't comfortable talking about cost. They don't think that it should be part of the conversation. If your doctor doesn't want to talk about it, we don't suggest creating a confrontational situation, but we also do hear from a lot of doctors who are frustrated themselves about the way pricing and payments and such in the healthcare system work, and they want the information about what they're doing as well as patients do.
And why are we here at WBUR doing this, Martha?
We're doing this, Deb, because the debate about what to do about rising healthcare costs is happening all over the state. But it's happening mostly in high-level executive boardrooms or at windowless hearing rooms at the State House. We know that it's affecting patients, but we aren't hearing enough of those stories. So this is a place where patients will share their stories, get tips from each other about what to do, and we'll be able to tap into that and understand how that part of this whole debate is changing.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much.
Thank you, Deb.
And if you want to check out WBUR's new social network site for sharing healthcare experiences, the web address is healthcaresavvy, one word, .wbur.org.